USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court is siding with the Trump administration in a legal battle over its efforts to limit asylum claims from Central America, blocking, for now, a nationwide injunction that blocked the implementation of the rule. Police discovered two mysterious packages on the ground in a New York City subway Friday morning. They were first thought to be explosive devices, but later deemed not dangerous. The packages turned out to be a couple of pressure cookers. CEO of the New York City Transit Authority, Andy Byford, spoke to reporters about the police efforts.
As soon as our rail control center was advised of this incident, that there had been these two suspicious packages found on the 2-3 platform here at Fulton Street, we immediately, acting upon police advice and putting safety first for our customers, we immediately suspended service on line 2 and 3.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
New York is vowing to give cops more resources after a ninth police officer commits suicide. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New York's Democratic mayor is pledging all the help needed by the New York City Police Department after nine police officers commit suicide since the year began.
We are going to do everything conceivable to help officers and to stop this.
Mayor Bill de Blasio there, the eighth and ninth cops to kill themselves, did so this week.
Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar both wanted to visit Israel. Now, Tlaib was told she could visit her mother as long as she did not say anything negative regarding Israel while she was visiting. She said great at first and then now came back and said thanks, but no thanks. This has lawmakers on Capitol Hill reacting, including Republican Senator from Arizona, Martha McSally.
Both Omar and Tlaib, their actions and their words have been dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
As the United States continues to work out a trade agreement with China, how are farmers being affected? Well, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem joins Fox News and shares how her state's farmers have been affected by what's going on regarding the United States and China and tariffs.
Agriculture is our number one industry, and we are coming out of 4 or 5 years of very historically low commodity prices. Plus, this year in South Dakota, we've had our largest natural disaster in our state's history. We have been flooding since March, and it's been very damaging to our state. So that piled on with some of the trade discussions that are going on have been very difficult for our farmers. But I'll be honest, in modern history, I don't remember a president that's talked about farmers more than this one. President Trump, we know, cares about farmers. He's fighting to get them better access and more fair treatment in these trade agreements, and our farmers want him to win.
The governor also shares why she's a fan of getting a deal worked out with Canada and Mexico.
You know, what we need to do is get the USMCA agreement ratified. That sets a huge precedent and puts a lot of pressure on China. In that agreement, which is the renegotiation of NAFTA, we do some big reforms. I was in Congress when this was worked on for the last 2 years and worked with the ambassador to make sure that we had a more level playing field. We have big wins in that agreement for agriculture.
And week two of the NFL preseason continues on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.